For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself." And that's why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. "But if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined, so that we will not be condemned with the world." Father, you've spoken to us, and you have very harshly spoken to us. Judgment will come upon us. You have asked that we examine ourselves, confess, as we have already heard. But we must, before we partake of the Lord's Supper, further investigate ourselves. Because if we do not, then we will eat and drink damnation to our body. We must eat and drink recognizing the body of the Lord, discerning the body of the Lord. And this body of Jesus is discerning not only his stripes, but it is recognizing the body of Jesus, which is in each one of us. We are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Therefore, we must not bring judgment upon ourselves if we don't discern the body. And so if there are negative reactions to what we have heard thus far, through your word speaking to us, then we must forgive. And if necessary, if we feel it's necessary, go to a particular person and say, "I have ought against you for this. I ask forgiveness." Because if we don't do that, according to what you said in your word, Lord, if we don't judge ourselves, we'll come under judgment. We will come under judgment. So I invite you right now to examine your hearts so you won't come under judgment. If you have aught against anybody in this room, confess it to God. It's not out of order to go to that person. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. If you have aught against anybody in this room, go to them. Say, "Please forgive me. Please forgive me. I've thought this. I have misjudged you, or I have made judgments." Clear your heart. Make your heart right before we proceed this day.
I just have to ask forgiveness of everybody who was in Sunday school this morning and adult Sunday school when I came in and we had finished the study and went on to prayer, and nobody had told James that you were praying or anything. Just the different things that happened with James
judge yourselves right now, or God's judgment will come upon you. That is the word of God. Now, before the beginning of time, God knew about this event that would take place here in this social hall. He knew about it before you were even born. Last Sunday afternoon, I watched for the very first time the embryo state and the development of the fetus in a mother's womb. It's amazing how pictures could be taken of an unborn baby. I mean, when it was just conceived and developing through the weeks and months. It was just really amazing. And if we can do that with our technology that we have today, how much more can God be aware of our very being? And which is to say, he was aware of each one of you before you were even conceived. Now, what we're going to do will probably result in weeping. It is called inner healing. And while many of you have at times gone through inner healings, we are now going through an inner healing for the whole congregation at one time. As I wrote James, I wrote him several notes as I'm going back and forth here. I want you to do what you feel like doing, because it's very, very important. And so before we begin, I want you to pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I do acknowledge your presence. And where we worship you, we know we have established your presence. Thank you for being here. Jesus, I ask that you forgive me of all my sins, known and unknown. I accept the blood of Jesus, which cleanses me from all my sins. And now, Lord Jesus, open my heart to what I'm about to hear, and I willfully welcome the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, with your head still bowed, I want you to acknowledge his presence, and then I want you to listen very carefully and identify with what you hear. We're grateful, Lord Jesus, grateful that there isn't any time in your world. Grateful that you can walk back through our lives all the way back to the very moment we were conceived, and you can heal us even then. You can free us from all those things that may have caused us difficulty at the moment of our conception, whether we were conceived in an act of love or whether we were an accident. And as we were being formed within our mother's womb, you were there to heal and to liberate us from any disturbing impressions that may have touched us from our mother or from the circumstances of our parents' lives. For whatever reason, there may not have been an atmosphere of love. Perhaps this environment was a result of poverty and discord. Perhaps as we were being carried within our mother's womb, our mothers were overworked. For whatever reason, there was a lack of harmony and love, and our spirits picked this up long before we were ever delivered. And already then, we wanted to withdraw. We preferred not to emerge, not to be exposed, not to be known. Would you pray after me? We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would now supply all those things that have been lacking within us, and that you would remove from our spirits any anger, any resentment. Whatever has been in our spirit, Lord, that is not of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing this. As these prayers have been prayed before privately and in meetings even of this size, smaller and larger, people have been healed just while these prayers were being prayed. So, fellas, tune in over there, would you please? Mother, Dad, tune in very carefully. We praise you too, Lord Jesus, that you are healing us also of the drama of being born. For many of us, our mothers had to labor for hours, perhaps days, and we know the effect this has upon an infant. Perhaps someone here was a blue baby, a breech baby, or born by instruments. And so we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would heal us of the birth pains, the drama, whatever it was that we went through in being born. Remove any doubt, any fear, any feeling of insecurity we may have incurred when passing from our mother's womb. Rid us of any guilt we may be burdened with then having caused another suffering because of our coming into this world, especially if we perceive we were neither wanted nor loved. We pray too, Lord Jesus, that you dispel any disappointment we may have been to our parents because they so much wanted a little boy, we were born a girl, or because they especially expected a daughter and the doctors announced your son. We pray, Lord Jesus, that any disappointment, any frustration we may be carrying within our spirits because of our having been born the wrong sex would be healed, and that from this day on we would be allowed to become the men and the women you have destined us to be. Lord Jesus, we pray that whatever pain our coming into life may have caused another, especially our mothers, we would remedy now with your most precious blood. And repeat after me, Lord, I pray a healing upon each one of us in this room for that particular time in our lives. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you were there when we were being born to receive us anew within those same hands. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you too, Lord, that you were there during those early months of our infancy, during those times when we were most in need of you. There are those here who needed more love during those first months, and there are those who never received this love because they've either been separated from their mothers through illness, or separated through divorce, or separated through death. And so there were times when we didn't have a mother's love surrounding us that would have helped us feel stability and strength. And would you pray after me? I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would now supply within me what has been lacking since those times when I needed to have my mother hold me close, and when I needed to have my mother rock me, when I wanted my mother to tell me stories but couldn't be there. I ask, Lord Jesus, that all those things that only a mother could do would be done now in the very depths of my being. And if I have felt neglect during those first months, I might receive now an overwhelming sense of maternal love. And there are those too, Lord, that lacked a father's love. Perhaps some among us never knew their fathers because they were away fighting at the war. Perhaps he never came home. There are many who have been separated from their fathers through divorce, and there are many more of us who have been separated from our fathers through death. Whatever the reason for the void, we pray, Lord, that you would now fill in that part of our lives with the strong, tender love that can come only from a father. When we needed to have those strong arms around us and a daddy to love us, when we needed a father's advice, when we needed to feel his strength and the security of his love, and he wasn't there. Oh Lord, if only we could have experienced all of this. You do that for us now. Let us know that we've not been abandoned, that there are strong arms to lean on, that we do have someone watching over us and caring for us, even when we aren't aware of it. And Lord, as a father stoops to raise his child to his cheeks, we ask that you would now take us in your embrace, and that the warmth and the strength and the tenderness of this embrace would heal us. Lord, I thank you for doing that right now to us. Just let God love you and touch you. Lord, I pray a healing for us. When we were growing up, some of us were born into large families, and there wasn't much time for us as individuals. We can understand this, and we can accept this now, and yet there's a very part of us that never felt loved. And so we pray that today, Lord Jesus, you would let us know that each of us is a very favorite child, that each of us is very important in your family, and that each of us is a very unique and distinct individual, and that you love each of us in a very tender and a very special way. I pray, Lord, that you would right now heal hurts of those people sitting around this circle, hurts that may have come to us because of relationships within the family, the brother or the sister who didn't accept us, who didn't understand us, who didn't show us the love or the kindness that we needed to receive from him or her at that point in our life, or from no one other, a part of us that never felt loved because of it. Would you repeat after me the rest of the prayer? Lord Jesus, I pray that you would allow me right now to reach out with forgiveness to that brother or to that sister whom over the years we've never been able to accept because he or she hasn't accepted us. Jesus, do that. Launch out into the depths of our hearts and forgive them through us, and give us that extra measure of love for them, so that the next time we see them, it will be with an overwhelming feeling of love, that all the things that have stood between us over the years will have passed away, and behold, you will make us new. Praise you, Lord. Lord, we pray for a healing for us when we went off to school. Perhaps the first real trauma in our lives came when we left for school for the very first time. Perhaps we'd never been before separated from our mothers or from our homes, and the experience seemed unbearable. Some of us, Lord, were very sensitive and shy, and it was extremely difficult to be with that unknown teacher, with those unfamiliar kids, and in that cold classroom. There were things that were expected of us, and things that were done to us by teachers who were unkind, by classmates who didn't understand us and didn't accept us. Maybe our parents thought our C's should be B's and our B's should have been A's, and so we grew up thinking we couldn't possibly ever be good enough for anything. Lord, we pray a healing for all those years we spent in the classroom. Some of us began to withdraw, and we began to fear speaking out in groups, because we'd been ridiculed, because we've been criticized in classroom situations. And we stopped speaking out, Lord, because it was just too painful. But now, Lord, I pray a healing upon that for each one of us right now. That we ask that the door within the hearts of each of us be opened up and our tongues loosened, and that we would allow us to relate to one another in an open and in a free atmosphere. Praise you, Father God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for the ministering, Father, for each one of us this time. For there is nobody here that cannot feel God's touch. And no matter where you are listening to this tape, God is right there with you too, in that car, family room, or wherever, even in the open space. God ministers to you the inner healing that's being ministered right now to every one of us in this place. Lord Jesus, I ask that you heal further everybody who listens right now, those years that we spend in adolescence. When we began to experience sexual maturity and it frightened us, it embarrassed us, and it caused us pain. Some of us have never forgotten the experience that were ours in learning about ourselves and what it meant to be a person. And so we pray a healing, Lord, on all the years we spent as teenagers. We pray a healing on our doubts and our fears and our insecurities. We pray for those times when perhaps we were hurt in interpersonal relationships, when we were put down by others, when we were taken advantage of and laughed at. Incidents that cost us suffering or embarrassment. I pray, Lord, you would enter into our hearts right now and transform those experiences so that we remember them no more with shame, but with thanksgiving. And then would you repeat after me, help me, Lord, to appreciate the difficulties young people face in growing up, aware of our own time of conflict, our own time of seeking and searching. Somehow may we be able to help young people understand themselves. As we are now being covered with your most precious blood, and as we now are being made as white as snow, I pray that somehow I can convey that to young people, that you do understand them and you do wait for them. And though I fall, I will rise, and they will too. And though we sit in darkness, you are our Lord and light. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing within us right now. Father, we just sit in your presence, thanking you for ministering to us right now, individually. It is just as if Jesus himself is walking around touching each one of you, young people and old people. He's touching you, and he is healing these memories, known and unknown. And Lord, there are those whom you're calling to be the prophets of today in this room, calling them into exile within and without community, that your spirit may be freed. There are those people here whom you're now preparing and calling to do a special work, young people and adults as well. You're calling them to do a very special work like Abraham, Joseph, Moses, and Ruth, to lay their lives on the line as broken bread and poured out wine for your people. And for these, leaving means far more than just a physical transfer from one place to another. It means leaving and letting go of familiar context of life and our pattern of thinking and values and viewpoints. Leaving and letting go and letting the Lord just move and work on our behalf. And I pray, God, that we would go forth this day after taking this communion with a renewedness of our spirit, that no longer would we be intimidated by the world, but we would stand up and be counted for Jesus. And for the married people here this day, Father, I pray that you would pronounce a healing upon the difficulties that have come upon the couples. Pray especially for the husbands and wives and for the marriages, that you will heal those things that have passed between them, the hurts and frustrations that can come between two people who are trying to live together and to learn about one another in a very close relationship. It's you, Lord, who are our peace, and it is to you that we turn, asking that you make each couple one by tearing down, Lord, the walls of hostility that keep them apart. Cleanse each of these marriages so that they might begin again as new, freed, and healed marriages. And I pray, Lord, that with each other we would not fear to share our cup of weakness. We would not fear to share the cup of weakness that we have hidden in our life, that you would help us toward a sharing of life that's built not on a false idea, but on a real hope, with faith in ourselves, with our faith and trust in each other, all based upon a faith in God. And I pray, Lord, that the life we share might be your life. I pray that your life within us might be extended, that we open the doors of our hearts. You heal the wounds. You heal the frustrations. You heal the misunderstandings that have been ours with our mother-in-law, our father-in-law. We pray that we might open not only the doors of our heart, but the doors of our homes, and that your love within us would be extended to include and to embrace them. I thank you, Lord, for the words spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Remember not the events of the past. Remember not the things of long ago. Consider them not. See, I am doing something new. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. And I pray, Lord, that right now from something brand new that is springing forth from each one of us, we would see that we have forgotten the events of the past. We have been healed of those memories. And if need be, we would even think upon the names and the events as we proceed this day, not only at the table of Jesus, but as we go to our own homes. And when the names and circumstances surface, we would ask forgiveness and we would deal with them. And I pray, Lord, that your love would flow over this room right now and over wherever a person is, that each one of us would find within our own heart the things that need to be healed, the things that need to be changed to set us free. And we thank you, Lord, for the fact that you are doing it. There is no power in heaven or on earth that can stop it from being done, because it's already been accomplished. Jesus, you said on the cross, it is finished. It is finished. Father, bless every family now as they proceed to this Lord's Supper table. May they remember not the events of the past, the things of long ago. May they hear God say, see, see, father, see, mother, see, young person, I'm doing something new. It'll spring forth. Can't you see it? So bless us, Father, as we do as Paul said. When he said, I had received of the Lord Jesus, how that night he took the bread, he blessed it, and he said, this is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Whenever you drink it, remember me. Because you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The freshness and the newness of the Spirit of God falling upon us this day, we commit this time to Jesus. If you have your bulletins, would you please follow the order of your family name? Would the first family come? And would the father serve? If the father is not here, we ask the mother to do that.